Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Craig.
My name's Ryland.
And this is a very special one-off video. We always try to put videos on this channel that people ask us to do. And I've done a few videos about Blackpool 2022. And I've talked about what I loved about it and what I thought about the convention as a whole. But so many people have put in the comments, we want to know what Ryland thought about Blackpool 2022 for a few different reasons. One, it was your first magic convention, your first big one. You went to the London Magic Convention with Preston.
One day.
But this was your first big magic convention. Yeah. You were hanging out with some people that you've always looked up to, like Jasper Cherry and Izzy Simpson, people like that. Ada McCann and Killian and all those sort of people. And also, you were on the Gala Show. You did two shows on the Gala Show. And one of the shows didn't go according to plan slightly, so we can talk about that. And people want to know your thoughts about Blackpool. So I'm going to ask you, this is like going to be an interview. It's going to be like a Talk Magic interview with you, but specifically about Blackpool.
Nonsense.
You're going to do most of the talking. And the first thing I'm going to say is, it was your first Blackpool, never been there before. So was it different? Was the experience different to what you expected it would be? When you were going to Blackpool, before you went there, what did you think was going to happen, and was it similar to what you thought was going to happen?
It was a bit similar to what I thought was going to happen, and I did know it was going to be, I thought it was going to be at the Winter Gardens, because obviously the Winter Gardens is a really big place in Blackpool, mm-hmm. and there's a market near, like, there was, on the day I went to practice with Russ from a Gala Show,
mm-hmm.
There was like a market nearby, and the market was right opposite the Winter Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So Mommy told me that's probably where Blackpool's going to be, and I said okay. And I did think that before she said it, but obviously now I know it's definitely going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, but you mentioned Russ there, so let's bring Russ up.
Yeah.
You did the gala.
Yeah.
9 years old, and you're on the Gala Show.
Yes.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, I've never even been invited to perform on the Gala Show, and I'm 45, and I've never even had a sniff of the Gala Show. You're 9 years old, and you're on the Gala Show. Now, you mentioned working with Russ.
At the first Blackpool.
Yeah, at your very first Blackpool, you're on the Gala Show. And we'll talk about the Gala Show in a second, but you mentioned Russ. Russ, obviously, very kindly helped you with your Gala Show performance, didn't he?
Yes.
Like, when you were invited to perform on the Gala Show, Russ offered to help you, and the act that you did there was very, very, very pretty much heavily... But Russ put the whole thing together for you, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously... You love cube magic, and it was based on the sort of magic that you like.
Yeah, so I said, why don't we do some cube stuff? And he was like, all right, I'll think about it with your dad, and then... You and Russ went to work together and you figured out this.
So let me ask you a question. What was it like working with Russ? Did you enjoy the experience?
Yes.
Tell them, not me.
I enjoyed it a lot. And I mean a lot when I say a lot.
Okay. And what did you get out of working with Russ? Because, like, I've taught you how to do tricks. Like, you can do coin magic flawlessly. You can do card magic. You can do... I've taught you tricks. But what did Russ teach you? What that I didn't teach you, because there is a lot. There is a lot.
Yeah, more.
Tell them, because what Russ taught you might be useful for everyone else to hear as well.
Yeah, more about being what you do on stage.
Okay.
Like show business and the way you walk. Like you need to have a bit of bounce in your step, like that sort of thing.
Okay. And what was he saying? How important is that sort of stuff, do you think? I mean, compared to, you're a magician. Surely it's just about doing magic tricks. Surely if you can just do a false transfer, that's all you need, right?
No.
Tell me.
No, it's not. It's not just about magic. You got to put the stuff, like, you need to focus on what you're doing. It's not just about the magic. Like, if you're just doing a trick and you're not doing it, like, you just go, and you've literally done a coin vanish, and you're like you, the coin's in here, you pretend to put it in this hand, and you're just looking at this, and you go, everybody's gonna know the coin's there.
Okay.
You're not concentrating, you're looking at there, not where the coin, they're gonna know that the coin's there, because you're blatantly giving it away.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the magic tricks.
Okay, okay. And the experience performing on stage and doing it to music and everything that you were doing, like, Ross put that whole thing together for you.
Yeah, the reason we did that type of magic is because, like, you got the love, the word was love. And at the beginning of the song, he's got, I can count on you, as in, like, I can count on all the other people in there. Sometimes I feel like saying, the one, oh, I don't know where it is now.
You're not a singer, are you?
No.
No.
The part when you put your hand up in the air, they're all holding their hands up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are. And did...
That's actually part of the song.
It is. And
that's why Russ did that, because you're holding the air, the words love, and you're doing all that stuff that uses it. I can count on all the other people that are helping me.
So what's the most important thing that you got from being on that stage and working with Russ Stevens? What was the most beneficial thing that you got from being on that stage and working with Russ Stevens that you didn't know before started working with Russ?
When you're on stage, you're supposed... I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it.
Go on. When you're on stage...
I don't know how to explain it.
You don't know how to explain it? Let me frame the question in a different way. Like, I know I've spoken to you about this before. What was the stuff that Russ was telling you that you think's really important that you weren't really doing before you went to Blackpool?
You need to use show business when you're on stage, or people aren't going to be that interested.
Okay. So, by showbiz, what do you mean?
You need to walk like a proper illusionist.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I touch...
like when you hold the cube up and you say the word love.
You gotta pause for beats. Like in my head, when I did love, I went 1, 2, 3 in my head. And when I pulled the cloth off and held it here, I counted to about 5. And then when I was gonna turn this round, I counted on the second show, I made sure it's working, and I counted to 3 to have myself, I got 3 seconds, I gave myself 3 seconds to check it was all working, and then I could turn the thing around.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did this, that was 4 seconds.
Okay.
So basically you need kind of a lot.
How many times did you practice this?
This act actually changed quite a lot of times, and so
yeah,
like once I was in the middle of practicing it, and Russ said, "We're changing the whole thing. Scrap that. We're starting from the beginning." It used to be Venom Cube. Yes. What is Venom Cube? But to be do anything with a cube ball and a cubing bottle. we literally scrapped the whole thing and started right from the beginning.
Yeah. So how important is practice? Because you practice this. How much did you practice? Like, you were coming to the office with me after school every day, weren't you?
Yeah, from people. You can also use stuff from... The thing that I was doing, I actually stopped because Russ didn't actually like it. But at the beginning, you know, you've got, like, little beats on the... You got the love. It goes... 5, 6, 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Like 5, 6, 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8. Every time that finishes, I touch it on the shoulder. Because every time that finishes, there's like a beat. And what I used to do was on that beat, I had to touch him on the shoulder. And then run to
But you say Russ didn't like that, but that's because it caused a queue of kids going up to the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like... How important is listening to the music? I mean, that's one thing that Russ drilled into you, didn't he? Yeah. Listen to the music and...
Yeah, it's the first time I went to actually do the rehearsal with Russ. I didn't know anything about the music.
No.
At all. It was new to us.
Yeah, it was. and you ended up getting it. Okay, so let's talk about the first gala show, because things didn't go according to plan, did they?
Yes.
What happened? This is a channel for magicians, so we can be kind of exposy, but not too exposy. I don't want you laying blame on anything like that.
I won't give the way how it works, but basically the gimmicks, if you don't put your hand behind the actual thing when you put the cube in, which a lot of kids didn't actually do, the gimmick would actually fall down. And if I turned it round, you could actually see it. And the first time I didn't actually check for the 3 seconds, so I just turned it round and all the gimmicks were like fell.
So you didn't check. Whose fault was that?
Mine, but also the kids, because they didn't put their hand behind it.
But ultimately, whose fault is it?
Mine.
It's your fault mainly, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because you didn't check.
But I did actually block the whole thing.
Yeah, so what was going through your mind, right? Okay, so what was going through your mind? You realise that the gimmicks are showing. You've turned it round on stage. Nobody would have blamed you. Genuinely, nobody would have blamed you if you'd have just run into the wings and cried. You're 9. Like, nobody would have blamed you. But you were like, and just carried on with the act. I mean, what was going through your head at that point? Because, frankly, and I'll be honest with you, mate, if that was me on that stage, I would have crumbled. Right now.
I was really frightened because I thought the people were going to figure out how the trick was actually going to be done. But what I did is I blocked the whole thing from every angle. So I had, like, my hands right here, my body here, and I put the gimmicks back in place, and then when my body moved, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was gone back to normal.
You covered
and
it.
And then I carried on with the rest of the act.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did. I mean, you also had the problem where the lady didn't read the word,
yeah,
love.
Yeah, she didn't read the word. So what I did was I got her to go pick another word.
I mean, that what made you think that way? Because, I mean, That's quite an advanced thing to be able to do, like just like think with your head and go, well, okay, this hasn't worked, I need to do this. This hasn't worked, I need to do this. Is that?
Well, I was like, in my head, I was like, well, I literally explained to you, you need to go pick a word, so why the hell didn't you do it?
Well, and mate, again, I think you need to blame yourself there. You didn't communicate it clearly enough.
Yes.
Because back at the footage, you could have been a lot clearer. Me and Russ were sitting in the wings.
Yeah,
we both knew that she hadn't looked at the word. You, as the person on stage, should have made sure that she'd read that word.
Yeah.
But you fixed it, which is good, which is awesome. But it shouldn't have been a problem in the first place, should it?
Yeah.
But
I don't think she heard properly because the crowd was cheering. Because I got her up, they were all clapping and whistling. So I don't think she heard me properly. I don't think she heard me properly.
Well, when you came off stage, do you mind me telling people you were crying? You don't mind me saying that, do you? Why were you crying? I mean, you weren't crying on stage, but the second you came off stage, it was like big cuddle and huge cry. Why were you crying?
I didn't like the way things were going. Things went, and I think most people would probably do that if they were young. It's how young and their trick went.
Oh, I would have done it. I would have walked off stage. I would have been bawling my eyes out, mate. I would have been giving me a cold. This is terrible. I would have been crying my ass off, man. If they were young. Okay. So here's the next question. You then had to do the same show like an hour later.
Yeah.
And it's just gone wrong. Nobody would have blamed you if you went, you know what, I don't think I can do the second show. What was going through your head? Were you worried? Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was a bit worried. So what I did is, just for me, sat down together and just showed each other tricks, and that calmed me down a bit. And then when Russ came out and said it's
time. Russ was a big help, wasn't he? He took you to one side and you practiced the whole thing a few times, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sat with Jasper and did some tricks, and when Russ came and said it's time to go in, I felt ready because Jasper managed to actually calm me down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very kind of him. Thank you, Jasper.
And I think we need to give a shout out to Paul Zenon and Chris Cox as well. I mean, you're on stage with Paul Zenon and Chris Cox. They were two of the first people that came over to you.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not 10.
No. Okay, yes. Paul, he's 9, not 10. but they both ran over to you. What did they say? Because they were kneeling there talking to you, and I wasn't anywhere nearby. So So I know they gave you a pep talk. What were they saying? After it all went wrong.
Yeah, they were like, it's fine, it's fine. At least you sorted it. I don't think I would have done that. I would probably run off stage before. I just left the gimmicks lying there. So yeah.
And then just before you went off stage for the second show, which you bossed, by the way, like a boss. Like, that was a really good show. The second act was really good. What was the thing with the sitting down, holding the coin?
Isn't there two Michael J. Fitches?
No, there's only one. We only want one Michael J. Fitch. He's a legend, you know. Two of them would be terrible.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yes, there's one Michael J. Fitch.
I think, isn't that the one who gave me the coin?
Yes, of course it is. Yes. Yeah, that he was sitting there holding the coin.
Yes.
Tell the story.
Well, Michael J. Fitch, I was in the dealer hall, and about a year ago, I watched a, what's it called?
Virtual show.
Virtual show, one of his virtual shows.
Yeah.
And anyone who actually watches his virtual shows, he gives a lucky coin. And that coin actually brings luck. Like, that's why the second show actually went completely perfect, because I was holding that coin. And once I finished holding it, when Bruce said it's time to go on stage now, I slid it into my pocket, and actually for 10 seconds during the thing, I actually was holding my pocket.
Were you?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yeah, because at the place I did it, I did it so nobody would think I've hurt myself, because usually, you know, when you go,
mm-hmm,
like, people will think you've hurt yourself or something. So what I did is I just managed to actually hide it, just held it like this and carried on with the show. I was just doing that because I wanted to just bring extra luck.
And wow, it definitely brought you luck. How did you feel coming off the second show?
I felt amazing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So what else about Blackpool? I mean, you were hanging out on the Alakazam stand. I mean,
yes.
Did they ask you to DM, or did you just go up there and force your way into it?
I just chose to go up there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you were DMing all of their tricks, because you know all of their tricks.
Yes.
And did you manage to sell any for Peter?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I love your clothes. He was doing the trick, and at the end he was like, you're going to buy it then? Just like, you were! You were like... And then afterwards, I went up to you afterwards, and you were like, yeah, he's bought it.
Yeah, Mummy, I said to Mummy, you see that woman over... Well, going up the stairs, and I said, you see that woman over there? Mummy said, yeah. She said, what about her? And I said, she bought two of the Cluedos.
There you go. Wow. Boom. Okay, so what was your favourite part of Blackpool? What was your favourite thing? Outside of the gala show, because I know you love being on the gala show and you love spending time with Russ Stevens.
Probably getting my lucky coin and then working on the Alex Samson.
And what was it like being around the dealer hall?
I liked it on the dealer hall.
Yeah?
I liked it a lot. You know Harry Piper?
Yeah.
Rodney James Piper's son.
You really got on with Harry, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. He got, you know the guy on the third gala show who had those like glow sticks?
Yes,
and he was,
yes,
like, all this, and then spun it around his head, and then he got the circle one. He actually was in the dealer hall selling them.
Yeah.
But once he ran out,
We've ordered one for you, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
But Harry got one, didn't he?
Yeah, Harry got one, and he let me practice with it. The guy on the third gala show, he actually came over and said, you did very well last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's nice. I tell you who else said really nice things about Christian Fowler, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got a picture with Christian at the end of the night. Okay, awesome. And what was it like hanging out with all of those magic kids? Because, like...
Oh, yeah, one more thing about Harry.
Okay.
He spent his own money and bought me one of those ink pens where you can actually spray the ink on people's clothes. They think there's permanent ink. You run away, and when they've actually caught up with you, you just say, look at your shirt, and right, and it's just disappeared.
Harry's a good kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
Harry's a really good kid. What was it like? Right, okay, I hope you don't mind me telling people this. You love Izzy Simpson to bits, don't you? Like, one of the... No, not like that. Don't worry. I'm not going to say you fancy Izzy Simpson.
No, I don't.
He fancies Izzy Simpson.
No.
He does. But when you were like...
Don't forget the hammer.
No. When you were like 4 or 5 years old, you were like... How many times did you watch Izzy on BGT?
Over and over again, about 50 times.
About 50 times. You were like, oh my God, this person's amazing. This person, like, he wouldn't stop watching it. And then how many times did you watch Jasper and Aiden the following year? Or a few years later?
Same, about 50 times.
Like, you stalked them all over the internet. Jasper and Aiden and Izzy. And there you were, hanging out with them the whole weekend. Like, how cool was that?
Whole weekend and a Friday.
Whole weekend and Friday. How cool was that?
That was really cool.
Yeah?
I gotta admit, that was really cool.
Okay, so, right. There's Killian.
Killian.
There's Izzy. Aiden.
There's Aiden.
Izzy.
Jasper. Izzy.
Okay.
And me.
Out of all of the magic kids, not counting you, who's the best magician? Is it Jasper? He's got mad skills. We saw him in the close-up competition at London. Is it Izzy? Who's like... bossed BGT. Was it Killian?
Well,
who's got like Instagram fame?
You know, Izzy actually does really simple tricks, you know.
Yeah, but she does them so well.
Yeah,
no. That's such a lesson to learn. Like,
yeah,
she does simple tricks, but what does she do that makes you watch her 50 or 60 times?
She does them really well.
She got like her presentation, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not about how
complicated. Aiden and Jasper do really complicated tricks and yeah, all that stuff. But I think they're all pretty good at stuff.
Yeah? You can't pick one. They're all good.
You can't pick one. Killian, Aiden, Jasper, Izzy. All good.
They're all good. What were they? Hey, did that mobile phone trick fool you that they did on the first night when Aiden and Jasper and Izzy came?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Aiden doesn't even know how it works. Aiden didn't know how it works.
He
said, go ask Izzy. I don't know how it actually works. Izzy wouldn't know.
You were trying to find out how the trick worked?
Yes.
Did you ask Izzy?
I forgot to.
No, you were shy.
No.
You like Izzy. Okay. Anything else you want to say
about...
You don't know how it works.
No.
Anything else about Blackpool that you want to discuss? Because people ask me to ask a load of questions to you. I think I've covered everything. What was your favourite lecture? You said it was Noel Coulter.
Yeah.
Is that because you were part of it?
No, that actually used me. You know the trick he did on Penicillin Fallers?
Yeah, the one where he rings young Penn and Teller.
He rung young Craig.
Yes, he did.
And I had tattoo sleeves. I had glasses.
Checkered shirt. Black t-shirt.
Yeah, black t-shirt. Same jeans. We're really thinking about shaving my hair or putting a fake beard on. We didn't.
We always thought of it. Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. So, are you looking forward to Blackpool 2023?
Definitely.
Yeah? Yeah? And are you still going to the London Magic Convention in November?
Yeah.
You're still competing in the closer competition?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Doing quantum.
Huh?
Doing quantum.
You're going to do the quantum deck?
Yeah.
You need permission from the creator, you know?
Yeah, and you said it's fine. You're the one who wanted me to do it.
Yes, it's very true. If you want to do the quantum, you do the quantum deck better than me. If you want to do the quantum deck, I am more than happy for you to do the quantum deck.
Yee!
So, for anybody who has never been to Blackpool before,
it's really
and they're planning on...
It's really good.
Give me three reasons why they should go to Blackpool in 2023. Any magic fans
gala
here?
Gala shows are amazing.
Who's your favourite magician on the gala shows? Not counting the kid magicians, because I know you're going to say Izzy, Aiden, Jasper or Killian. Not counting them. Who's your favourite magician? Or your favourite performer, because I know you like the ventriloquist on the final night.
I can't choose. You know I can't.
Okay, you can't choose. Okay,
I'm going to the dealer hall.
So number one is the gala shows. Number two is going to the dealer hall. And the third reason to go?
There's lots of amazing tricks.
Lots of amazing tricks.
You get to meet famous magicians.
You get to meet famous magicians. By the way, talking about meeting famous magicians, is it true that you stayed up in the Ruskin on Sunday night till 3 o'clock in the morning, sessioning with Michael O'Brien?
Maybe.
You were showing each other Triumph and you were showing each other tricks until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe.
Is that true?
Maybe.
While your mummy was upstairs having a glass of wine.
Maybe.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Do you know what she said? She was looking.
I've never seen mummy let you stay up past midnight.
No, she said she was actually looking for me.
Well, I snuck you downstairs.
For an hour and a
half. I snuck you downstairs. It was me, you, and Michael O'Brien. It was like the highlight of my thing.
Yeah.
The highlight of the whole Blackpool for me was sessioning with you and Michael O'Brien in the Ruskin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. Awesome. So, everyone, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. I know I've cut into your Lego time here.
You have. Right there. We need to go bring it up to the house.
So we're gonna go play Lego now. But everybody was asking for me to interview and your thoughts on Blackpool. Ryan, thank you very much. I will let you wrap this whole video up as it's been all about you. You can wrap the video up and tell people to subscribe and all that fun stuff. Give it a wrap up. I want you to sell people on subscribing to this channel. Go. I've seen you do it at Alakazam. You've been making money for Pete Donardi. Now you can get a few subscribers to Magic TV. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Thanks for watching.
I was about to say subscribe and subscribe.
Wrap it up. We've got Lego to build. Come on. Take your time.
Thanks. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe and like this video. Magic TV, he created it.
That was the worst wrap up in the entire world. Would you like me to show you how it's done?
Yeah.
Thanks very much for watching Magic TV. Thank you very much for watching this interview with Ryland Petty. We will be back again tomorrow with another three videos, one at 2, one at 6, and one at 9. Don't forget to subscribe to Ryland on YouTube. He is Ryland the Kid Magician. He is also on Instagram, Ryland the Kid Magician. And finally, he is on Facebook, at Ryland the Kid Magician. We will be back next Wednesday with another Magic Review show. Thank you very much for watching. I'm Craig.
I'm Ryland.
We will see you again next week. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast. Magic. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.